are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. Amanda from Dallas, Texas writes, Doctor, I'm 26 years old and have been to 3 gastroenterologists for my irritable bowel syndrome. All of them want to do a colonoscopy. I don't need an expensive colonoscopy. I just need treatment for my irritable bowel syndrome. Is this a racket or what? Okay. Oh, I wish you were live and calling. Oh, I would love to talk to you. Okay. This isn't the first time we've heard this. Okay. You have bloating. You have diarrhea. You have some stomach upset. Your doctor sends you to the gastroenterologist. You walk out of there with a referral and a slip of paper scheduling a colonoscopy or an upper endoscopy. You come back to me and you say, wait a second, doctor, I just wanted medicine. I just wanted him to evaluate my stomach. I'm like, well, you know, go back and talk to him. Sit down and talk. No, I want a second opinion. I send somebody for a second opinion. They again come back saying they wanted to do a scope. Is it a racket? No, it's not a racket. It's not a racket, but it is a very, very complex situation. Let me try to sum up pretty quickly, okay? If we're talking about irritable bowel syndrome, right, where your bowel gets irritated, right, the syndrome of bloating and gas, diarrhea, constipation, I think many of us have experienced periods of irritable bowel. I'm probably going to experience it in the next hour of the show. Y'all just be prepared. To me, it's a diagnosis of exclusion. And the reason why is many serious bowel issues could mimic the symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome. So you don't just look at somebody who says, well, I have all the things Dr. Dahlia talked about. I got the bloating and I got the, you know, diarrhea, constipation, et cetera, food intolerance, I have it. Even though you may be spot on and correct, we don't say you have an irritable bowel until we rule out everything. We make sure you don't have a colitis, which is inflammation of the colon. We make sure you don't have a tumor. There was an article that came out, a study that came out. I don't know if it was a study as much as it was a report saying there's a bunch of women in the UK who have been misdiagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome, and they actually had ovarian cancer, or they had uterine cancer, or they had cervical cancer, or colon cancer. But it wasn't diagnosed because they were told it's irritable bowel. Now, remember, things are done a little differently over there because of the way medicine is done. All right? You know, you don't get the expensive colonoscopy or a CAT scan that easily. So if somebody, you know, goes to a doctor in Europe and says, well, you know, I got this and this and this, the doctor's probably going to say, hey, maybe you do. Let's get you some digestive enzymes. Let's put you on a diet. Let's try some nutritional things first. Which is a brilliant idea, and I think it's up many of our Americans' alleys, right up our alleys, right? You thought I was going to say something else. Yeah, see, alleys. It's radio, got to keep it clean. Got to keep it clean. It's right up our alleys, but oh, no, not in this litigious country of ours. Oh, that's not going to happen. No way is it going to happen. Because if a doctor does miss the rectal cancer, does miss an endometrial cancer, does miss anything, they are going to get sued and sued a lot. So nobody, from what, and the standard of care you'd think should be, especially in America, all right, we're going to try dietary changes. Maybe we'll try to increase your fiber to help with the constipation. We'll try to increase water in your diet. I talked to you all about not keeping, the gas. If you got the loot toot, I always tell you guys to do. Right? We do not want you to hold that gas in, get it out, because when you hold the gas in, you get bloated. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that we could do, a lot of things that we could do for irritable bowel, but let's say you don't show up for another 3-4 months and you say, oh, you know what? The fiber is working. I'm doing better. By the way, can I have a refill of my asthma medication? You come back another 3-4 months and go, you know, I'm still having a problem. I decide to send you to get scoped to a gastroenterologist. They find something. That 7-month difference is failure to diagnose. I get sued if they find a cancer. And we talked about a case that happened in town where I live, where that's exactly happened. There were some symptoms. They tried to treat it naturally, tried to treat it very conservatively. Didn't work. Sent the patient to the gastroenterologist. He did a scope. The scope found rectal cancer. That doctor was sued for multiple millions of dollars because they said he didn't send to the gastroenterologist sooner. So you think a gastroenterologist is not going to scope you when they see you? They will. Now, once the scope comes back negative, then they'll probably roll up their sleeves. I mean, it'd be nice for them to roll up the sleeves while they're doing the colonoscopy, but many of them, then they'll roll up their sleeves and get to work and try to figure out what's going on with the bowel. But many people that thought they had irritable bowel or gas or constipation, if you ask anybody that had any type of lower abdominal cancer, whether it be pelvic, gynecological, colon, et cetera, will tell, you know, if you ask them, what were your symptoms? Well, about 10, 15, I've always been constipated. I've always had weird stools. I've always had bloated. I've always had pain. I've always had, you see what I mean? And those are, again, the signs of irritable bowel. So I hate to tell you that, but they're going to do it. Now, I know a lot of people think it's a racket because you do. You go to one GI doctor, they say scope. Another GI doctor, scope. Remember, same thing with the upper endoscopy and the stomach lining. We've had too many people sued for missing gastric cancers, esophageal cancers. So you're coming in for antacids. You know, no, you're probably not just going to be handed antacids time and time again. They're going to want to take a peek. Now, do they make money on those? Absolutely. Absolutely. There's not a lot of procedures gastroenterologists make money on. I mean, let's be honest. It's not a racket. It's just the truth. Gastroenterologists make money on these tests. So, yes, and unfortunately, that's what, you know, Obamacare wants to kind of stop, a bias towards ordering a test because you make money on it. But if you think about it, not many people want to be proctologists or specialists of the rectum. There's got to be some incentive. Just seeing you saying hi and telling you to increase fiber, not worth it. Nobody would go into that field. Let's be honest, people. How many of you in medical school right now want to specialize in the sigmoid colon? How many of you? I don't see any hands raised right now. And I'm looking. There are no hands raised right now. That's what I'm talking about. So there has to still be some incentive. And if they do procedures, yes, there's incentive. Now, should the procedures be done if you don't need them? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, I mean, if you just had one 2 months ago, no, you don't need another one, usually. But it's still, somebody has to evaluate you. Thank you, Amanda. Great question. All right, don't go away. We got more to talk about on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Are we playing Mission Impossible music because of the tunnels? Yeah, no. Really quickly, Will, I don't want to speed through a subject of irritable bowel because I know I don't want to blow through the subject. Oh, come on. See, I just thought of that. Blow through the subject. Oh, man. I got to be smoother. I got to be a lot more smooth. Sorry about that. That would have been funny. It's an important one. We got so much else to talk about. But I will tell you something. What helped me with my irritable bowel, I tell you guys this all the time, is the Beano. I get Beano. And I don't want to do a commercial for them because they're not a sponsor. But I have to admit it helped. They were enzymes that helped me metabolize the onions and the legumes and the beans, and it really worked. And there's like drops and there's tablet form. So a lot of times, when somebody says I have an irritable bowel, I really go to diet. I really tell people it must be something in your diet. But what's the most frustrating is many of the things that cause irritable bowel are healthy things in your diet, right? Like some of the foods I just mentioned. I don't want to mention because that sound's going to come, right? The vegetables and the beans. I don't want to say that. So now, of course, we talked about carbs, and certain carbs and artificial sweeteners can give you gas as well. But a lot of people, they just can't handle roughage. They can't. can't handle the onions. They can't handle many of those things. So sometimes you need those enzymes. And, of course, we talked about lactose intolerance in milk, dairy products. Dairy, it's interesting. Dairy helps you lose weight. You know, a lot of times you need dairy to help you lose weight, but a lot of us are intolerant to it, so then we get the lactate tablets. Papaya is supposed to help. So we'll spend some more time. Every now and then we talk about gas and what you could do to help prevent it, but by no means diagnose yourself. Make sure you get checked. Now, in the news today, they say here colonoscopy patients are opting for the painless approach. Well, aren't you supposed to be under anesthesia? They say here more patients underwent general anesthesia during gastroenterological procedures such as colonoscopy between 2003 and 2009. I have never seen anybody go through a colonoscopy without anesthesia. I know some have. I had a patient who said they did the colonoscopy with him wide awake. Oh, that's miserable. But you see, that's also why these tests are expensive. When Amanda, our listener, had written about, you know, she can't afford these tests. Oh, it's expensive. And remember, especially with Medicare, I don't believe they pay for the anesthesia. So the doctor will hopefully recoup whatever he could recoup with the cost of everything. In terms of the reimbursement, Medicare will pay with the scope. Because with the anesthesia, a lot of times they don't get paid, it gets bundled, which is what caused the Las Vegas colonoscopy hepatitis issue that we had a few years back when Medicare decided to cut back on paying for anesthesia. We lost the anesthesiologists that were in that center, and they got nurse anesthetists so they could save money, and there was some halfway done stuff. Not so much because of nurse anesthetists in general. I've seen some really good nurse anesthetists, but from what I had seen done with the IV tubing and the anesthesiologist, from what I understand, all the IV tubing got thrown out, and they just did a little port, a little IV needle port in the hand. There was some backsplash of blood from a hepatitis patient. It got put back in the propofol vial, got given to another patient, was given to another patient, and we had at least six people infected with hepatitis C. Horrible, horrible. Many other people, thousands of other people exposed. So, you know, these tests are expensive, no doubt. You know, but like I said, we just had a study, you know, or a report from Europe saying too many people are getting diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome and cancers are being missed. So where do we want to be? Is there a happy medium? I don't know. I know most doctors are not going to probably change their ways anytime soon unless somebody says they're going to be protected from lawsuits. So right now, if you're saying you're having bowel issues, they're going to say, look, we got to get this out of the way. I have to know we aren't dealing with cancer. Then we can move on. And it's really frustrating because many people don't have insurance. Many people can't pay for a colonoscopy. That could be thousands of dollars. It's horrible. And another issue we're noticing with healthcare, which we talked about a few months ago, is if the healthcare law is going to force insurance companies to pay for a colonoscopy, and some insurance companies are already following suit, they're like, you'll get your colonoscopy. Oh, yeah, you'll get your colonoscopy all right. But then patients are getting bills for the biopsy of the polyps. You heard that, right? When you get a colonoscopy, one of the greatest benefits is if there's a polyp, it gets removed. It gets biopsied, and that polyp can never turn to cancer. Because like we talked about, all colon cancer is going to start from a polyp. Not all polyps will turn to cancer, but if you're going to get colon cancer, it's going to start from one of those polyps. So as you get the scope done, they clear out the polyps. So what's happening, from what we're hearing, is insurance is covering the skeleton colonoscopy, but the biopsies, the pathological examination and cost for that, not getting covered. So you're going to notice less of your colonoscopy getting covered. It's ridiculous. The more you demand an insurance company to give, the less you're going to get, because they're going to be passive aggressive and say, okay, all right, if you're going to demand that we pay for, you know, we offer a free colonoscopy, you'll get that free colonoscopy, all right, but you get nothing else. Now, I don't know what that means then with the anesthesia. Are they going to say, you know what, you don't need general anesthesia. You don't need to be put to sleep with propofol. Well, just take a Valium and sit through it. I don't know where this is going to go. Now, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're not done with lawsuits. This is interesting. All right, did you guys know that if you have a side effect to a generic drug, it's harder to sue, almost impossible to sue, than if you have a brand name drug? We talked about this a while back on the show. Yes, we did. You probably weren't paying attention. I got to tell you, honestly, guys, we're going to have pup quiz. I mean it. I'm in it. All right. So this now, where am I reading this? Because I want to read you these two cases. This is from the New York Times. Okay. Debbie Skork, a deli worker at a supermarket in Indiana, had to have her hand amputated after an emergency room nurse injected her with an anti-nausea drug and it caused gangrene. So basically, she had to have her hand taken off because it turned gangrenous, because the anti-nausea drug must have gone into the bloodstream. She sued the manufacturers named in the hospital records for failing to warn about the risk of injecting it. Her case looks like was thrown out of court. Yet a Diana Levine, a musician in Vermont, had her hand and forearm amputated because of gangrene after a physician assistant injected her with the same drug. But she sued the drug maker, Wyeth, and won $6.8 million. Why? The first person, Ms. Shork, had received a generic version, promethazine, whereas Ms. Levine got the brand name Phenergan. Again, a huge breakdown of our system. Now, why? Now, we talked about this, okay? Lawsuits against generic pharmaceutical companies are being dismissed time and time again because last year the Supreme Court made a decision that because these generic companies don't have control over their labels, then they can't be sued for failing to alert patients about the risk of taking the drugs. And some of you are like, what? They don't have control. Remember, a generic drug, a company, a pharmaceutical company selling a generic drug has to use the same label as the brand name. So if the brand name company left something out and the generic company has to use that same label, it's unfair per the Supreme Court. It's unfair per the Supreme Court to go after the generic company because they were doing what they were told. They had to use the label of the brand name. Is that ridiculous? This is why, though, I have a huge problem with the whole legal system. You know, two cases, two completely different outcomes. I am so frustrated. Now, I guess what we need to move towards is generic companies having more control over the side effect list. And I know many of you are going, okay, well, that's fine. Generics have to, include more side effects. Well, what does it take to acquire a side effect list? It takes studies, right? It takes research. The reason why the generic company can sell the drug so much cheaper is they don't have to go through the cost that the original company had to. The original company had to do all the studies. The original company had to get all the FDA approval. They had to go through all of that, come up with the side effect list and the PI, we call it the product information, the PI, get it all set up and packaged. Finally, years into research and development and years into the patent, it finally gets out there. Then a few years later, they lose the patent and it goes to a generic company. Generic company gets to pick up the drug and sell it. But if they now have to rewrite the side effect list, and if they right now have the liability of something going on with the drug, they may not want to sell the drug unless they can do their own studies. And if they're going to have to do their own studies, it's going to cost money. So now, what are we seeing? Less generic companies want to sell the drugs. And what's going to end up happening? Less generics. Do you guys get that? This is a very crappy situation. You guys think I yell just because I have nothing better to do? No. This is horrible. We have a system now where there is an anti-generic fever. Either these generic companies need to be sued per what people want to do, or they're going to have to restudy their drug. Either way, they're not going to want to sell the drug. And we're going to be genericless eventually. Don't go away. We've got more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're talking about these two women. Both of them were injected with medication for anti-nausea. All right, both of them lost parts of their limbs. One lost their hand, one lost part of their arm because it was injected into the bloodstream. And one was able to sue the company and the other one wasn't. Right? And what was the major difference? One was a generic drug and one was a brand name drug. So I just explained in the previous segment why generic drug companies can't be sued, because there's a law that protects generic companies from getting sued. They have to carry the label that the brand name carries. And if the brand name company that produced the brand name drug, did all the research and development, spent all the millions of dollars investigating the drug, researching the drug, coming up with that list, the generic companies have to, by law, carry that same list of risk factors, right? However, there's not a lot of room for them to add more and to change things around because they don't have the money to go ahead and re-research. They don't have the time. And they also don't want the liability, They don't want the liability because then they aren't going to want to carry on the drug. Okay, many of these very fancy schmancy heart drugs, chemotherapeutic agents, etc., you think they want to take on the liability? Remember, they're not making the money that the brand name company did. I mean, look at this lawsuit. Wyeth, all right, lost $6.8 million. Now, I'm not saying drop in the bucket by any means, but this is an award that a drug company that does generics, a pharmaceutical company that sells generics, will not be able to handle. So if a generic drug company thinks they're going to be able to be sued for the same amount of money, they're going to be, you know what, we won't carry it. Now, we already have a huge issue with generic drugs and the lack thereof. All right, there was dopamine, there were chemotherapeutic agents, there were pressors, so many things we needed in the hospital setting for acute patients or for cancer patients. Unavailable, sorry, not, because these generic companies, if they don't make money, well, there's no reason for them to make the drug. However, I just think back from my kindergarten days that it's kind of unfair. Okay, how come one company could get sued for a woman losing her arm and her hand? And another company doesn't. Well, that to me is unfair. I learned that back in kindergarten. But that's the way the situation is. Now, I know many of you are like, well, forget about the suing. How do you not lose your arm? That's a tough one. That is a tough one. I mean, I like to do a lot of things myself, you know, just because that's how I was trained. You know, it's hard to let go, especially with family and patients. You're like, all right, I'm going to trust a nurse. I like to oversee the nurse. I like to watch the nurse. But you do not want to get anything into the bloodstream. Now, what is the nurse supposed to do? Okay, how are we supposed to protect anything from getting into your bloodstream directly? Well, whenever you get poked with the needle, they're supposed to stop before they inject and pull back and aspirate on the plunger. And if they see a bunch of blood come into the syringe, well, they know they hit a vessel. You see? And then you don't go there. But if nothing comes back, then you feel pretty safe that you didn't hit a vessel, and you then continue the plunge, syringe the medicine in, and you should be good. Have I seen people not aspirate to check? Oh, yeah. It's called doing things halfway. You know what I mean to say, but I don't want to say it on air. Halfway. A lot of halfway stuff. And so maybe one thing you could do to protect yourself as a patient is say, please don't hit a vessel. When you put the needle in, can you retract back to make sure? Let me see. Now, I know you're going to get a dirty look. Ooh, you are going to get the meanest look. But you want to know what? It's better than losing an arm. Have I ever seen anybody go through gangrene, getting this promethazine or phenergan? No, I've never seen it happen. But also, I mean, luckily, I've had staff that I've been able to watch, and I've had staff that have been doing things properly. And I've had staff that use aseptic technique, you know, so people don't get an infection. But phenergan, that's a common medicine. I bet most of you listening have had phenergan at one time or another. When you get nauseous, you pass a kidney stone, a lot of times they'll give you phenergan to stop throwing up. When you're pregnant, throwing up, a lot of times you'll get phenergan. We use phenergan a lot. Very common drug. Now, should you, here's the next question, should you, and this is what was being discussed in New York Times, should you ask for brand name only? If something goes wrong and you won't be able to sue the generic company, should you only ask for brand name? So if, God forbid, something goes wrong, you at least have legal recourse. I don't know what to say with that. I don't know. You know, I mean, the woman who won $6.8 million, I think she still wants her arm back. I know it's a lot of money, but remember, taxes take most of it. Yeah, taxes take most of it. I doubt you're getting the full, you know, kind of like the lottery. Okay, what else does it say? Let me see. They say, I want to read, they were bringing up Accutane. Hold on a second. All right, they said there was Camille Baruch, who developed a gastrointestinal disease after taking a generic form of Accutane. The generic form was required by her healthcare plan. So I guess she had an issue with the Accutane, and again, couldn't sue the company. So this is a tough one because, again, in order for Obamacare to work, we need to go to cheaper medicines. And, I mean, many of you know that. I mean, we were so excited when Levaquin, the antibiotic, went generic. I mean, we want to save money. Lipitor went generic. Lexapro just went generic. Viagra going generic. I mean, everybody's dancing in the streets dance on the streets. I mean, we don't think in terms of, oh, well, we could have a side effect or we can't sue the company, right? And because, again, I don't want, you know, people having lawsuit on their mind all the time. You know, Georgia on my mind, lawsuit on my mind. We don't want that all the time. However, you need to realize that you're not, if there is more information that you need to get on this drug, you may not get it from the generic. Should the generic people, if they hear something, put it on there? Absolutely. It shouldn't be that much more expensive. If somebody reports a side effect with the medication, I believe that should still be inserted and put into the PI, which is your prescribing information. Right? But again, what process needs to be done through the FDA for getting that PI changed? If they say, wait a second, you can't be taking millions of calls, people saying their urine turned black, your eyes, be, you know, went cross-eyed. I mean, do you just put everything? Should then a generic company do that? Because again, what is most important in all this? Most important is consumer safety. I want to know that you guys are safe. If there's a risk of you having a gangrenous arm from a medication, I want you guys to know about it. Now, what are you going to do? You're in the hospital. They're about to inject you with Phenergan. You know, they say, oh, read the bottle. Read the bottle. It says you could get gangrene. I mean, you know, you read any bottle. You look at any prescribing. You could assume something could go wrong with any of it. What are we supposed to do as consumers? Yeah, now, I already told you what to do. If somebody injects you, make sure they aspirate, make sure there's no blood coming in, so at least we know you aren't in a vessel, whatever. You could read up on the medication, I guess, but these, if you look, I mean, if you just look at any medication, there are pages of possible side effects. So maybe what generic drug companies need to do is increase the list of side effects. I don't know. But I think the bigger problem is the reason why they're protecting generic companies from getting sued is because they don't want these companies to go under. For Obamacare to work, you need generic companies very, very alive and well. And if people can start suing generic companies, like what's happening with Ambien right now in Las Vegas, the lawyers are going after Ambien. Is it Sanofi of Venice? Sanofi? They're going after Sanofi for Ambien because one of the CEOs at Hard Rock had committed suicide a couple days after taking Ambien. So they think there could be a suicidal risk. We talked about this case. Now, not to the generic company they're going after. They're going after brand name. Now, that's interesting. I didn't ask the lawyer. I actually know the lawyer. He's a friend of mine. I should have asked him, was it brand name Ambien only? Or was it generic? Because if it's generic, they probably won't get through. So I guess the question will remain, should we be able to sue generic drug companies? And if the answer is yes, because that's the most fair, and if a generic company has a product you were hurt by, they should be able to sue, how long will generic companies be able to last in this market after being sued? And then are we going to just not have generic medicines? All right, we're going to hit more medical headlines, so please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. But it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack Backup Hand Pump Kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America, FlowJack Hand Well Pumps, peace of mind in a box.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic grades for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia for any up-to-date medical updates or news as it comes in. You can go to my on-demand button on my website. Thank you for all the people signing in on my guest book. I love seeing where you guys are listening from. So if you do go to my website, sign in on the guest book so I get to see you. I wish there was a way I could answer you kind of like in real time. That would really be fun. But I can't. And if your news talk station does not have the Dr. Dahlia Show, call them and tell them to bring it. Big thanks to XM. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. So I'm sure many of you are kind of scratching your head with this whole Supreme Court ruling with the FMLA and the sick leave. Did you guys kind of hear about this? This kind of confused me, too. I guess an employee was refused time off, sick leave. So He tried to sue his employer, which was the state. He couldn't. The Maryland State Court of Appeals said that he couldn't sue Maryland State. And then today the Supreme Court had said, no, states cannot be sued under the Family and Medical Leave Act for refusing to give an employee time off to recover from an illness. Now, the reason why, I guess they couldn't let David Coleman sue, who had wanted to take sick leave and was fired when he had asked, allegedly, it's because they said Congress did not investigate self-care the way it did family care when it passed the FMLA, leaving little, quote-unquote, widespread evidence of sex discrimination or sex stereotyping in the administration of sick leave. I guess he said documented discrimination against women in the general workplace is a persistent reality and we must assume it's still prevalent wrong. The purpose of Congress in adopting FMLA, which is a Family Medical Leave Act, was to improve workplace conditions for women. Right? Because, and I'll tell you what you could take FMLA for, childbirth, etc. But states may not be subject to suits for damages based on violations of a comprehensive statute unless Congress has identified a specific pattern of constitutional violations by state employers. Do you guys know what that meant? Whew. Maybe I should have gone to law school. I think he had too many verbs for the subject. All I know is if I wrote a sentence like that in the third grade, I would have gotten a whole bunch of red ink all over it. Okay, so apparently what had happened, I guess, is Coleman had asked for 10-day medical leave to deal with high blood pressure and diabetes in 2007 and said he was wrongfully fired after his request was denied. He sued for $1.1 million in damages under the FMLA Act, but his lawsuit was thrown out with the Fourth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals saying states cannot be sued under the FMLA. Now, right now, 1993 Family and Medical Leave Act grants eligible workers 12 weeks of unpaid leave during any 12-month period for, let me go to the Department of Labor website. You get 12 work weeks of leave in a year for the birth of a child or to care for the newborn child. Okay, they can't fire you. If you get this approved, you got to get the paperwork in. Okay, you give birth and to care for the newborn child. The placement with the employee of the child for adoption or foster care, to care for the newly placed child within a year, to care for your spouse, child, parent who has a serious health condition, your own serious health condition that makes the employee unable to perform essential functions of his or her job, or an urgency arising such that there's an active duty, etc. Then they say under the United States Department of Labor, 26 work weeks of leave during a single 12-month period to care for a covered service member for serious injury, etc. Now, I have patients come in very frequently needing their FMLA for asthma, migraines, diabetes, hypertension, etc. And from what the paperwork looks like, you know, if you could explain, look, you know, they've had to either been hospitalized, they have to see a medical provider. Because here's the thing. Let's say you do have diabetes. All right. And your doctor says, well, I want to see every 2 weeks till we get your diabetes in check. And what if your doctor is only open Monday through Friday, like many doctors are? Right. I mean, we have Saturday hours for some of those people, but you could only see X number of people on the weekend. So what if your job is Monday through Friday? Your doctor's only open Monday through Friday, and you need to see the doctor for diabetes. Well, you're going to have to take off. So many people want to get this FMLA, this Family and Medical Leave Act, protection, such that they can't be fired for that certain reason to go and see the doctor. Now, do I have people try to come in for, you know, like one person said he cannot wake up to his alarm clock. And as a result, he comes to work late. So he doesn't want to lose his job. I'm like, really? I smell pot on you, buddy. Well, no, but it's not that, but I can't hear my alarm clock. Okay, so he wanted FMLA because he can't get up in the morning. I'm like, no. Insomnia? Maybe. But, I mean, they want serious health condition. But here's my problem with the Family Medical Leave Act, your FMLA paperwork. Your boss is getting your private information. I think that's ridiculous. I had a patient with HIV and was having multiple bouts of diarrhea. And if he was having diarrhea, he did not want to go into work that day. And he needed to be able to see his doctor for his HIV medications and his CD4 counts, you know, et cetera. Well, he didn't want his boss knowing he had HIV. I don't blame him. So how do you fill out the paperwork? I had a patient. She received an abortion and she came to me And I guess she had to take off a few weeks around the abortion. There was a lot of bleeding, a lot of issues. So she needed to take a chunk of time off. But she said, but don't tell him I had an abortion. Okay, I'm like, that's fine. I understand because, you know, if you don't want your boss to know that, but I can't lie. All right, you cannot lie on this paperwork. You have to come up with a quote-unquote serious health condition. That's what they demand for you to be able to get time off work. And it's not the boss's business to know if you have HIV, got an abortion, have bleeding hemorrhoids, but they want to know. Now, why do they want to know? Well, you know, on the flip side, as an employer, I kind of get it. I mean, if you are on skeleton crew, your department, even if you have 50-plus employees, right? But if your department is on skeleton crew, and the one person manning that one job takes off multiple times a week, you need to know, do you have to hire an extra person, how to schedule. It is. It's very difficult. When you have somebody that takes off multiple times, it is really difficult. Now, the reason why the FMLA Act exists, it originally existed to ensure that women wouldn't get fired when they went to have a baby. Because what would the boss have to do? They'd have to hire somebody temporarily. Now, nobody wants to be hired temporarily. So many times, employers would have to assume multiple employees to handle the people taken off. Right? And then what would happen then? Well, they'd hire men. They wouldn't hire women. So the FMLA Act originally was designed to protect women. Okay? But looks like this one gentleman got denied his FMLA. The boss said, we're not going to give it to you. And then they got rid of him. So he's like, I'm going to sue. Supreme Court said, you can't do that. So, you see, there's a lot of problems with this FMLA Act. Okay? Patients and employees have a big problem with their employer knowing their business, that they have heavy menstrual cramps, etc. And I see that. They go, Dahlia, it's okay. I need the FMLA. I have heavy menstrual cramps once a month. If my boss needs to know when I have my period, I guess so I don't get fired. Where is that constitutional? What about HIPAA? How is your privacy protected with that? Okay? But then on the flip side, the employer's like, look, I got to know how to staff. I mean, we got a company, we got a business to run. If I'm not going to have somebody man the 911 dispatch, I need to have somebody in there. So I need to either hire extra or whatnot. So my recommendation is if you would qualify for FMLA, it doesn't hurt to have it, but I mean, it has to be a good reason. Great evening today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Honestly, you guys have been great. I'm sorry if I haven't gotten to all your emails. I promise I will get to your emails as soon as we can. So we got to take off. We're coming up to the end of the show. Please call in anytime you want, even if we're off air at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to XM for also making the show go nationwide. Big thanks to Kyle for working the dials. I think we just got a great team here, and I'm grateful. Remember to email me with any of your questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. And, of course, you can call when I'm off air. We'll play it during the next show. Remember to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And remember, you can listen to our shows anytime on demand at drdahlia.com. You all be safe. God bless you.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.